what we can say on our side is that we are surprised they have come to that decision or make such an announcement before hearing the facts on the ground, because the demonstrations in the country per se, those all happened very peacefully. There was no violent incident whatsoever. However, in places quite far away from the demonstration site, and on a different date in most of these cases, the demonstrations took place on 20th, and these violent incidents took place on the 21st. There were people looting, rioting, breaking into stores and banks, getting money. This was not part of the demonstration, and this is where some of the police, fearing for their lives, they had to use some protective mechanism, and it's in the process of those riots and looting that some people died.
I'm a little bit surprised how you say that the demonstrations were peaceful when there are reports that 18 people were killed.
18 people were killed during riots on the following day in places quite far away from the demonstration site. These are facts. They can be verified on the ground. Now, these were not demonstrators. These were people who were looting banks, who were burning shops on the 21st, away from the demonstration areas.
Dr. Untaba, this hold by the Millennium Challenge Corporation is coming after Britain also cut economic aid to your country. Is your government concerned about these developments?
British aid to Malawi is not cut completely, as you're saying. It is just the budget support. The other aspects of the British aid from Britain is still coming.
A group of Malawian civil society groups have made, if I'm not mistaken, presentation to President Bingu wa Mutharika demanding positive change. Is your government aware of this, and is anything being done?
The president, the government are aware of the demands that the civil society people are making. That's why on the 20th of July, the president called them all and said, let's meet. He gave them that if you're ready, if you put your team for discussions together in 3 days, I'll be ready to meet you in 3 days. But so far, the civil society have not presented their team for this negotiation.
Is President Mutharika's government autocratic and intolerant, as his critics seem to be suggesting?
Well, that's a matter of opinion. I think they would make claims like that to justify some of their demands. The president, for instance, is consenting to laws that have been passed by a democratically elected parliament.